You talk about the, I want to talk about the football stadium a little bit, and you mentioned it, I think, in the press conference that, yes, it's a football stadium. We're trying to get to FBS and all this other stuff. But there's so many other things that you'll be able to use that stadium for, rugby, soccer, you know, commencements maybe, concerts, mm-hmm. things of that nature. It's something that not only will help football-wise, but it's something that the whole city and obviously the university can use outside of just football as well.
Yeah, I would share with you. Obviously, it starts with our serving our students here at Sac State. So you mentioned rugby and football and soccer. So we're certainly going to do that. But I'd also share, and I didn't think about this until we started talking to the architects, in Northern California, just think about Northern California, there are no outdoor venues that are 25,000 seats and above anywhere nearby here. The closest one is Oakland Coliseum. Mm. You know, it's not Hughes Stadium, not Sac State. There's one in Reno, there's one down in Fresno, but there's nothing like this in this region. So you start thinking about, you know, concerts and shows for our community, high school football, state championships, CIF championships, all those types of things, soccer, all the different opportunities that we can provide to the community beyond Sacramento State is important. And we plan on doing that. Certainly on our campus, our students, 31,000 students, we want to make sure the venue benefits them, you know, as a whole. So certainly a lot of emphasis will be placed on the fan experience, on the type of seating, the video boards, ribbon boards, you know, LED stuff, the connectivity to Wi-Fi, the concessions, the merchandise. So we want this to cater to students, particularly the 18 to 21-year-old. And then obviously our general community. So it is, it's going to be a fun project. I'm pumped, obviously. And we got the announcement out. Since we've had the press conference, there's been loads of people wanting to come in and support it, mm-hmm. whether it's financially or gifting kinds or helping us get it off the ground. So it's, this is one of those times it's happening. It is happening and we're ready to go.
Absolutely.
Can we talk about President Luke Wood's role in all of this? He's been tremendous. I've been able to watch some of the things that he's been doing up close. He's pretty close with some friends of mine, and I mean, Black Honors College is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like that is just like an incredible thing that Sac State has. But can you talk about President Wood's involvement in all of this?
Yeah, it's huge. When he came in, you know, you never know. I've been an athletic director now for 25 years. It's my fifth president that I've had a chance to work with. And I must say, President Nelson brought me home to Sacramento. So I always would be indebted to him. President Wood, when he came in, you never know what to expect. I knew he was younger than me. First of all, I'm 47. He was 41 when he came in. So you're always like, whoa, I'm gonna have somebody a little bit younger than me. And then he comes in with his Nike Dunks. And, you know, as I said, he's listening to Kendrick Lamar. And I'm like, whoa, this is a whole different way that I'm going to work with the president. And the first thing he asked me is, what do we need? What's our vision? What is holding us back from playing against Alabama here in Sacramento State? And what I appreciate about him, he's Sacramento through and through, a two-time graduate here, you know, and he hasn't come up with a silver spoon in his mouth. He was a foster youth and came up through group homes, worked his way through college. Him and his twin brother, Josh, they are, it's a movie. It's a movie script to see how President Wood has come through and then eventually becoming the president of Sac State. So when we discuss what's needed for athletics, one of the first things he did is let's commission a feasibility study. Let's get somebody in here. And we hired a company called College Sports Solutions to come in here, interview a bunch of people, do some work, do some data analysis, look at other universities that may be peer groups to us, whether that's a San Diego State or Fresno or Cal Berkeley, whatever it may be. And let's put a plan together. So we put that plan together, and then now we're executing. We're knocking them off. And he is there's not more people that I can't think of anyone that's more passionate about Sacramento State than President Wood. He, you know, this is his alma mater. He's two-time alma mater, and he was student body president when he was here. Him and Josh ran student government, and now he's the president. And it's fun. Our coaches, our student athletes love him. He relates well. He's personable. He's a good leader. So none of this would be happening without his leadership and alignment. And I think all of us in Sacramento should be appreciative of what President Wood has brought to our city.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. There's a lot of people who are working on this and trying to make this happen. But AD Mark Orr and President Luke Wood, they're the tag team champions of the world. Mm-hmm. These guys, I'm from here too, Mark, and I've yep. seen Sac State my whole life. And it's
yep.
and all respect to the people that were there before. It's different with you guys here. It's different with you two here. And we appreciate that as a city, man. As somebody that loves sports and loves to see the city shine in a major way. It's different with the leadership that you two are providing right now.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, I always want my monitors, folks. When I grew up in Sacramento, I know what my perception of Sac State was. Mm-hmm. And that's different now. And that's part of the transition. At the time, it was a Division II program. It was seen as more of a commuter school. As I said, I grew up in South Sacramento. We rarely came to campus for events, or yeah, every now and then I may play a football game in the stadium, but it was just going to the stadium and leaving. Mm-hmm. And now this campus is just, it's turned over. The leadership has turned over. Athletics has done well. Black Honors College, more events happening. Yep. And it's really, really cool to see, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, real quick. To me and Damian, we went to a game for the first time. Like I said, we're both yep. from here. We didn't spend any time going to Sac State football yep. games. We had a perception of it. We went out there one of the times, parking lot. I was like, did I go to a Howard football game? What the yeah. hell? What's going on here? The parking lot was going crazy.
Yep.
You guys done a great yep. job. It's been a busy 2 weeks. Yep. What's next? What's next? Is there anything we could be looking for next, or is it just kind of wait and see, or just keep working? Like, what's next over the next?
Yeah, I think you're gonna. Well, obviously, we're hopefully going to continue to have success with our teams. We have a bye week this week, but we have football game next weekend. So, encouraging as many folks in the community if they want to help, come out. The more we can show in attendance, the more we can show Sacramento can support big time Division I athletics. We need folks to come out and show up. So that's one big piece. And then the other piece that I think will come out is we're getting a lot of support, significant amount of support from partners that want to be involved, to donors that want to be involved. We just released yesterday stadium renderings. There'll be more renderings that will come out. So I think stay tuned. We're not done. We're not done. We still have a few more bullets in the holster here that we'll put out there when the timing's right. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what's happening. What we've put out so far, I think has been great, and I think people are excited. And there's certainly more to come. And I encourage all of you all the listeners out there, coming out and support the teams. Enjoy a good time. Tailgating is a good time. They have a good time out there.
Yeah, they have a great time.
I would tell you, D'Lo and Casey, stay away from the student tailgating area.
Oh, that was a wild one.
You guys are with me on the older side.
That's
of the
what I'm saying. Yeah, that's so where I need to be.
Come
that's
over fine. With me.
That's where I need
I'm
to be.
Perfectly
that's
happy. Exactly. I'm perfectly happy over there, Mark. That's where I need to be.
And definitely you have field passes anytime you guys want to come to a game.
See, that's what's up.
There we go, man.
Mark, we appreciate you, man. Congratulations. We're thrilled with all of the news that has come out in recent days and in recent weeks. And, you know, anytime you need something from D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, whatever, we got you, man.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. And thank you. Thank ESPN 1320 for its partnership. Again, you listeners out there, the game, all of our games are on radio on 1320. And the both of you have been great having our coaches on. And Sky River is one of our partners now at Sac State. Yeah. They do the hospitality suite. So much alignment with the work that you do, and we're just happy to be part of it.
Yeah, likewise, Mark. Congratulations again, man. We got to make this visit a little bit more regular, man. We don't do it enough.
Yes.
But it's always a pleasure when we connect. Thank you, my brother.
No, I appreciate the both of you, and thanks to you guys. I appreciate
no problem, man. No
absolutely.
Problem.
That's care, a man, Mark Orr, the athletic director for Sac State.
And I'm hyped,
what
man.
An exciting time.
Come on, I'm hyped.
Yeah,
let's go.
What
let's
an exciting
go.
Time
yeah.
To be in Sacramento, to be a sports fan in Sacramento, to be a part of Sac State, like all of this. What a just an absolutely exciting time.
And I said it while he was here, and like I said, I don't mean it to disparage anybody previously in those roles, but I mean these guys are getting it done. Mark Orr, President Luke Wood, they're getting it done. And I one of the reasons I feel confident, like I said, I don't have any inside information or anything, but I just feel confident because I think for one of the first times, those two guys, they understand the importance of elevating the athletics program, and it just elevates the university.
Yeah.
It elevates the city.
That's it.
And that's like, what do they always say? It's like the porch. Like the athletics department is almost like the front of the house. The front, first thing people see when they see colleges, and they get that. And
front facing real estate.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what Godfrey was talking about earlier. I'm not sure.
Godfrey was wild.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But it is exciting. And I did appreciate that you acknowledged a few moments later, we're from Sacramento. Because every time you go, I'm from Sacramento, it always makes it seem like I'm from like Tuscaloosa or something. Like, I'm actually not born and raised in Sacramento.
El Camino's finest, man. Stop playing with him. Don't play with him.
Well, I think that we determined that's actually Katie. It's actually Ebro, Katie. And then, like, I'm not even the best radio person
El Camino's finest. Damian Barlin, you know the vibes.
Eddie Gonzalez. Jesse, let's cut out a little bit early so I can get complex set. Eddie Gonzalez will join us. We'll return here. Stealing with KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, we back here with our man. As Casey said during the commercial break, man, it's the fastest growing segment here on D-Lo with Casey. Our man, Eddie Gonzalez, man of the people.
Absolutely.
Sacramento's finest.
Sacramento's finest. And I was saying it's a trip out in NYC because I'm looking out the window in the background. The sun's gone. it's that time of year. The sun is this October. The sun is gone. We out here. I don't know if you've seen. It's like 98 degrees out here today. Yeah. So
it's hella hot, bro.
Don't do that. Don't tell me about that right now. I don't want to hear it.
No, you get tired of it, bro. It's been
all weather out here.
No, it's been 90 degrees for like 8 months straight, bro. You'd be tired of it by now.
It's a little obnoxious at this point.
Yeah.
Nah, we got that good fall weather. Right? We get all four seasons. I enjoy it, actually. I always tell people the summer is way worse to me. It's so humid and nasty, and it just rains every other day. It's weird. So
did you get your?
I'm enjoying it, man.
Have you gotten your official like NYC car where you're just agitated with people walking down the street and like get an AF your mother, get away from me, like
It's like I've realized. Once I lived here long enough and I start my doorbell, forgive me.
You good.
Kevin's here.
That's my Chipotle. I realized that like when I go to other places and people are walking crazy slow, I'm like, oh yeah, y'all gotta move. Like, come on, pick it up. Or I'm on the escalator and they don't slide to the side so I can run down it. Just, I'm like, all right, come on.
So move to the every right. Day,
Complex office is in Times Square, so I deal with that. I know a tourist when I'm doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you're not from here. Yeah. We crossed the street right now. It's cool. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough. Just don't do what Ebro did. Ebro moved to New York.
Oh, Ebro, New York. With
me and Ebro went to the same high school. That man moved to New York, and it sounds like he went to, you know, Brooklyn High.
PS 74.
Yeah, Jesus Christ the King or whatever it is out there.
Shout out Ebro, man. I grew up listening to Ebro.
Same.
And, you know, all of that on 102.5 KS FM, right?
Yep, so, yep.
It's crazy to see him where he's at now doing what he's doing. But, yes, if you had not known, if you didn't listen to the radio way back then, you would think he was from Brooklyn, like he's been there forever. Yeah. So shout out to him though, man. He's the GOAT.
Hot 97's original Ebro, right? Hey,
the crazy thing, now that I think about it, you would know a little bit more than that because you know is Ebro spent more time in New York than he did in Sacramento?
I think at this point, yes.
Yeah, he probably did because he was in Sac. He went to the bomb. He left the bomb pretty early, went to Portland. And then Portland to New York, so you got to take a few years off of the sack because he was in Portland, and then I mean he's probably been there 20 years at this point,
I think so
close to it.
It's got to be close to that.
Close to 20 years.
Yeah, the reality show was 2004, I think.
Jesus, oh my God, was it
this
really?
It's something like that.
Oh,
this is Hot 97. Come on.
What a life for that man. But look, he's everywhere, man.
He is. You know, he's doing his thing, man. Apple Music, man. Come on now. Mm-hmm. What?
Man. Yeah, he's come on now.
You hyped hoop season's back?
Man, I'm like hyped but like stressed. You know, that's the work season for real. But I'm excited to see all these guys and they do jerseys. We actually saw some basketball today.
Yeah.
Some Russell Westbrook and hit a three his first shot, of course, ironically. But nah, I'm always excited for basketball, man. But we in the middle of basketball too. Don't forget, we got the WNBA playoffs.
That's right.
I got a new champion we're gonna be crowning soon. So it's getting dicey. But I'm always happy to have some basketball back. Some NBA. I'm excited. Like I think this year it's as wide open as it's been in a long time. Mm. I'll say that.
So I saw one of your tweets earlier during media day, and it was about the Suns. I think it was. Obviously, you got the KD connect, but they talked about the starting five, and they're going to have Tyus Jones starting and KD at the four. I was like, I don't know. Why are they putting my boy at the four? Maybe a stretch four. I get all that, but and that was one of the things, like when people talk about Tyus Jones and the Suns, good player, good addition. But you know me, Eddie, I think about the closing lineup, right? And when you're closing, you're going to have KD at the four doesn't really bother me, but Brad at the three, like Brad going to be guarding threes now, and what depends on the situation with Nurk, like what does that look like? That's the one that I haven't been able to wrap my head around when you talk about the Suns possibly being better this year.
Yeah, when people talk about positionless basketball, like it's a little bit of a myth. Like one of the old phrases that I like is you play whatever position you guard, not whatever position you think you do. You know what I mean? Like we, a lot of times we put them in a box. Oh, if the guy who dribbles up the court, he's the point guard. But then you got Draymond Green saying, well, I'm actually the point guard on this team. And functionally the plays start with him, stuff like that. So positions are weird. When I look at that team, it's about size to me though. Mm-hmm. Like look at the NBA as it is now. Like we're starting the 6'8" and up league for a lot of these teams. Look at the team that just won a championship. All them dudes are 6'5" and up. And the 2 6'5" guys are two of the best defenders in the league, and they defend multiple positions, so it didn't matter. And so when you out west, even more so, you deal with that because you got these big, rangy teams, and now you got a team that's playing three guards. So that's my concern there. And I love Kevin, obviously, and I think Kevin rebounds better than he's given credit for. And he also defends as a big better than he's given credit for, protects the rim, stuff like that. But you had five guys that had the rebound. And in the playoffs, like you mentioned, and when you finish in games and you got to get those, if three of them dudes are 6'3", 6'4", it's just a little tougher job keeping guys off the rim, off the backboard. And then what I always wonder, I see a lot with Kevin, that team switches all game. Mm. So now your big is out on the perimeter. Maybe Kevin's out on the perimeter. So now your back line of your defense is 6'4", Grayson Allen, right? Or Tyus Jones. And it's all that stuff, all those little details matter. So that's what concerns me with that. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll win a good amount of regular season games. But, yeah, when you playing the Denver Nuggets, who they've lost to 2 years ago, or you playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, who they lost to last year, and you got dudes rebounding like they do on those teams, that can hurt you.
What do you think the West looks like? Everyone's, the West is – oh, it's just a gauntlet. Oh, it's just nasty. Like, what's your assessment of the West, especially now that it shook up a little bit in Minnesota?
I think it's a little overblown. The depth,
thank
right?
you. Like, thank you.
The teams after four last year, like, did they have any real championship chances? I think the West is the three OGs are there, right? So we'll give them all credit of, like, they could just win a series single-handedly. Mm-hmm. But that has not happened. Right. In some time. Right. So to say that is saying a lot. I think the Thunder got way better just on the fringes of what they do. They added pieces they absolutely needed. I think, look, the Nuggets are the Nuggets. They're just going to matter as long as they have the best player. The Mavericks, I think, got better. Some addition by subtraction, but I think, you know, they'll just be better after a year together. They added Clay. But after that, it's a crapshoot. You know, people were talking about, like, the 10 and 11 teams. Like, the Rockets aren't some like juggernaut to me. And that's the team that just slipped out the playoffs. It's not like it's crazy deep. It's a little bit deeper than the East, but I don't think it's just this crazy gauntlet out there. I agree with you, man.
It's funny you bring up the Rockets because I agree. I don't think they're like no juggernaut. I've always been a fan of Jalen Green, but I keep seeing these clips of Reed Shepard, and I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What is going on here? Reed Shepard might be my early favorite to win Rookie of the Year. Mm. He looking nice.
Mm. Shout out to Jay-Z, man. You know, we always going to rep the California boys when they make it to the league, man. And Jalen, that's the homie. So he had a great finish to his season last year. I think got to really flash what he is. They haven't got him and Alfred over there haven't got those – extension, so who knows, you know, where they stand with the organization. But a lot of times a young team like that, you just have a bunch of young guys and your vet, you know, you have got a couple of vets over there, but we're not talking about like mega stars over there, young guys.
Right.
A lot of times that plays out exactly how it sounds. Young guys making mistakes and not quite winning enough games. So that's what you got from them last year. I think there'll be some growth, obviously, from Jalen, from Alfie. And I think they will be better. I think Jabari Smith is a guy to look out for, too, who has been very talented and just kind of needs to put it all together. Yeah. But, again, even then, we're talking about 8 seed, right. 7 seed. Mm-hmm. Like, is this a team that's going to really threaten the Nuggets or the Mavericks or the Thunder? Or, you know, when I look at the West, the team I'm like, that's going to be the team that's going to maybe remind people is the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a big Ja Morant guy. I'm huge on what he brings in close games. I'm huge on what he brings and the tenacity he brings to that team. He makes offense for them. So that's the team that's like, yo, we forgot about them last year because they was like the most injured team of all time statistically. But they have a megastar in him. They're bringing Desmond Bain back, obviously. They added some nice pieces.
Got Marcus on there. Marcus going to be there another
year. They got Marcus on there, and if they stay healthy, that's going to be the team that I think could shake things up, maybe get into that top four. But, I mean, the Clippers, they have their own issues. You know, the Warriors, who knows with them. Like,
so your hometown team don't exist no more, huh, dog?
I was waiting for you to bring them up, man.
Look, just like the national media, just man. Like, just like the national.
Eddie going national on us. Man.
You see how they mentioned them in that 10-11 group. You know, I got higher hopes for these guys. Like, don't get me wrong, man. But, I mean, I think that's the other team that's potential to take a leap. I love DeMar. Mm-hmm. And y'all know I'm, like, the biggest De'Aaron Fox fan. So, I'm just waiting for all that to come together too, and you know you got coach locked in now. It scared me a little bit with that one. But you got coach locked in, so I'm ready to see where they take that as well. And then you know Darren's entering his prime. This is when it's really time to turn up and be that next level player. Spoiler alert, we got our top 50 players list on the way at complex.com. There's a little up there, man. I think y'all be pleased at where he's at. I'm gonna need y'all to connect me with him. I want to see what he thinks when this list comes out.
Absolutely,
we got 3 players on that list.
I don't think DeMar made it.
You got 3. DeMar, you don't think DeMar?
I think he should. I think he should, but I've seen people disrespect him over the summer, so I didn't know.
Nah, there's 3 players on the list.
Okay,
all 5 Celtics made the list. I'll say that much.
Man,
wow.
So look, check this out. I'm not saying maybe I jumped out the window. I'm not saying the Celtics aren't the favorites. I think the Knicks are right there though. I think the Knicks are as close as anybody's been in the last year and a half to the Celtics with the Carl Anthony Towns acquisition. I think it fits.
So the Knicks are just outright better than Philly. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'll say that partly because we haven't necessarily seen Philly. Like, give me a month and I see how it all works out. They got, like, damn near a whole new roster. And if I see him, I'm like, oh, man, this look a little better than I thought. Maybe I might change it. But, like, right now, as is, with what I've been able to see, I think Cat fits perfectly. I think Mikal, OG, all them dudes. I think even the subtraction of 2 players like Randall and Dante, not talent-wise, but just being able to say, we got 7 guys that know their role, know when they're going to play. I think there's value in that. And I think the Knicks, they're right up there with Boston.
I think for them it's defense, right? Like, and not to say that Cat can't defend, but they have Mikal and OG, but a lot of your defense is that center position, and they got a lot of great with that last year with Isaiah and then Mitch when he was healthy. But the problem is for them is they had to guard Joel. They're going to have to guard Joel in a series. And so now you're going to play another center. You're going to play Cat. You're going to guard him with him all series. They put OG on him at different times last year. I wonder about that. But he's a perfect fit for them on offense. Like, they're going to be – they might have the best offense in the league, you know, especially the way those stats are collected and it's shooting percentages and it's all this stuff. But they're going to play five out all year long, all they can. They're going to run great pick and roll with Jalen Brunson, and they're going to have shooters all around. So they're going to – they're going to spread out, and they're going to get those shots up all year. So they might end up with the best offense statistically in the league. Don't be shocked if they play it that way. I do wonder about their defense. When you have a guy as little as Jalen, and he tries, but you got to hide him. There's just no way around it. And then you got Cat. We don't know what defense we're going to get from him. He's foul heavy. You know, Mitchell Robinson, I think, still not healthy, so we got to get him back, get him right. They got Jericho Sims there, but they clearly don't trust him that much. So, like, they got a lot going on that they got to figure out with that defense, because they're going to have to play the Bostons and the Phillies, and they're going to have to play Giannis. They're going to deal with him. They're going to have to deal with the Pacers and that offense they play, and they already bumped heads with them. So, look, the East ain't no punk, man. Like, as I was saying, like, yeah, the West is maybe a little bit deeper because after that it gets a little dicey, but the East ain't no joke. That second round in the East will be a bloodbath for sure.
Let's stay with the Knicks for a second. Don't let me forget. I need y'all to talk me off a ledge regarding this trade. I want to stay with the Knicks because Eddie wrote about Jalen and Josh Hart over on Complex. And what's dope about that is I had just discovered the mode of one thing. Like, maybe 2 weeks ago, I had just told KC about it. I was like, I Macy's just launched this thing. I think that the designers for the current line, they're black designers from Brooklyn Circlist and so on. And I knew that Jalen and Josh Hart were a part of this.
Yeah, it was cool talking with them and hearing about Motor One. Like, you know, they're really into it, and to be two kind of like unassuming guys, they really poured into that, and getting to meet them and catch their vibe and see how chill they were. Like, I put it like this: Jalen showed up early, which kind of surprised me, and then it was like he had the option to go like in a green room and chill like with whoever he came with, or it's like, yo, you can just wait here. He just sat there and talked basketball with us for like 30 minutes while we waited for Josh Hart. So they definitely impressed me, and the stuff they got with Motor One is dope. I asked for a bunch. They sent me some gear.
Yeah, I bought like five pieces from it, and it's affordable. Like Brooklyn Circus is expensive, and the fact that these designers are working to create something more affordable is pretty fire.
Nah, it was cool, and they had a great event out here. It's a spot called Classic Car Club, so they had like a, you know, kind of like cocktail hour essentially, but there's like these Ferraris and these Porsches. It was dope, and they were cool, man, and you can tell that their camaraderie, like, it carries on to the court, and it helps them. That, you know, they've known each other years now since college, and, you know, they're running jokes like Josh was the bully over there in Villanova. He fought all of them at all different times and stuff. So, you know, I was actually shocked meeting them how small they were, and I don't mean that, like, offensively, but, like, yo, you're killing the NBA. This size is nuts. Mm-hmm. And then same for Josh. You out-rebounded Joel Embiid, but playoff series, you're all of 6'4". That's crazy. But those dudes have motor, and then, you know, the thing I told Jalen is like, you probably been small forever, so you know how to use it. And he was breaking it down, like, yeah, you know, I'm faster than these guys, but also that also means I get to stop faster than these dudes too. So, you know, if I break a dude down who's 6'8", I know I can also pump fake him and let him fly by, because he can't do that. Like, he was breaking it down like a science. So you know, I love that team though. I love what they put together there. It's just about getting over the next hump for them, and they're right there. You know, if they see Boston next, last year, and OG's healthy, who knows? But that was the champs they were right against, and they're a step away.
You know, hearing you talk about that interview you did and the piece that you were able to do, it's on a macro level. It's just why I love the NBA. Like, there's so much more to the culture of the NBA than just the game. You know what I mean? The guys working with designers and, you know, Honor the Gift. And Steph and De'Aaron just took their shoe over to China. Like, there's just – it's just it's so much more than just the game. Sometimes you wish it would just get back to the game a little bit. Like, you're like, hey, can we just talk about basketball? But it's something that the other leagues haven't been able to put a grasp on and, like, allow their players to do. And just little stuff like that, man. I just it's another reason why I love the NBA.
I go back and forth like you. Like, sometimes I just want to see basketball. Mm-hmm. But there's so much to the culture of the sport, and there is a culture of this sport, I think. And the way these guys are able to kind of spread their wings and grow. And I think what a lot of people forget is, and we're all a little older here, so we could say this and we know, but like, you don't know who the hell you are when you're 20. And so we're watching these dudes figure out who they are in the most pivotal time in their lives. Mm-hmm. And they have endless resources to do that. Mm-hmm. So you see a guy like Jeremy Grant who discovers he really likes art while he's playing in the NBA. And it's like, he's really into fashion, like European fashion. And that's happening in the middle of the career. I talked to Jason Tatum about this one time. He was like, man, I didn't even know I wanted to do TV until we started doing it. Now I got to explore like what I can do in the entertainment world. I was just trying to hoop. Mm-hmm. And so, like, again, these dudes are finding themselves out in what should be your college years, your formative years. Right. I didn't know what I was going to do at 25. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's dope to watch them do that.
Yeah.
So this is a thought. This isn't a take.
Okay.
But this is a thought on the
trade. Talk you off the ledge, right?
Yeah, well, I think so. I don't know. You tell me. So the Knicks got the best player in this deal. Karl-Anthony Towns is the best player in this deal. But convince me that Minnesota didn't get better with Julius and Dante than New York got with Karl-Anthony Towns. Is that too much?
I like that.
No, I feel like this deal, it's one of those win-win things, I guess. Like, I mean, I think it'll prove to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this actually really helps Minnesota. I had a lot of questions, Eddie, about Minnesota going into the season. I just wasn't sure that – I thought they performed at their highest possible level last year. I wasn't sure that they would be able to do it again. I thought there was a little bit of a roster imbalance. I thought the fact that Naz Reid won the Sixth Man of the Year award because he essentially started at the end of the year was a bit kind of strange. And now they've kind of rectified that. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's like it's not – I'm not questioning whether the Knicks are good or anything like that. I just kept looking at Minnesota like maybe Minnesota actually got better than the Knicks got with this deal.
I'm not too far away from you. And part of this, part of my beef with the convo about this trade is how people are treating Julius Randle. Like, I don't think Julius Randle was a megastar by any means. I think he has his flaws like most players do. But we get too stuck on like the archetype of you either a shooter or you're a ball handler or like you're if you can't shoot, you're useless and all this stuff. First off, Julius Randle can shoot. Like, he's not Klay Thompson. He's not Cat. Mm-hmm. But he shot the ball well in this league, and he's scored well in this league. I think when you look at the Wolves and what they needed some secondary offense bad. Mm-hmm. Like, they're in games, and they're needing Conley to break people down on off the dribble and drive and get defenses moving and stuff. Like, well, now you have that guy. Like, Ant is incredible. One of my favorites in the league. One of everybody's favorites. But he needs some help on offense. You're talking about a team who starts and plays a guy, and we could talk about Rudy Gobert all day, but, like, he only can offer you so much offense. You have to create offense on that team. So I think they added something with that. And Cat wasn't giving them that. Yes, he was scoring, but he wasn't creating and breaking down defenses like what they need. Mm-hmm. And so that's where they win. Dante's good. He'll be good on that price tag. And, like, you know, we're not even talking cap ramifications right now. Apparently that's part of it, too. That they freed up a bunch of money early. Now they can keep Naz. They can keep other guys. I think they got good just as well. People are worried about the attitude and stuff like that. I don't – like, that stuff, like, that's beyond me because it's like at the end of the day, these dudes are pros. They're going to show up and play basketball. Like, Julius Randle's not going to show up Anthony Edwards on the court. Like, right. Why are we concerned? Of, right. Y'all acting like he's going to go take the ball from him and freeze Anthony Edwards out. Like, what are we talking about? Right. You know what I'm saying? So right. I think both teams improve in a weird way. I don't know if they improve more, like, because the cat fit is so glove perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But they improved, and their roster got better. And for a team that desperately is looking for ball handling, like, look at how they drafted. Look at what they did. They added some and it'll make them better.
The thing about it, and I think I agree with Eddie here and you as well. I think they both improved. I think the perception of it, though, is like if we're talking about like top championship contender, New York didn't have as far to go as Minnesota did. So when we talk about, oh, New York got to championship contender status, they only had to go one step. Where I know Minnesota was in the Western Conference Finals last year, but a lot of people looked at them like, ah, I don't know if they could do that. They're probably like two steps away from the NBA.
No, Finals. I I'm that person. Like I completely agree with that because they would have had to do all of that again at a higher level, and right. I just didn't see that.
So the Knicks maybe didn't have as far to go in people's minds, and also the Knicks. This is the Knicks adding Mikal and
that's where I get stuck. Damn. You've got a lot to figure out pretty quickly. Where I keep getting stuck with this team is it's a lot like you brought up Philadelphia earlier, Eddie. Like Philly, that's an entirely new basketball team.
Yeah. No, I think I talked to Tyrese Maxey, before the season. We'll probably end up putting some of this stuff out, but like he was mentioning that too. Like, we got to take time and learn each other. Cause I'm like, how do you think it'll help your game? PG. He's like, I don't know. I have to get in camp and play with him. You know, like, so there is a learning curve. And very rarely do we see these teams just completely, you know, reform their offense in an offseason and just instantly be better. Now, will the Knicks be better by March? Yeah, for sure. Will the Sixers be better by March? For sure. But there's going to be some growing pains. Philly, especially, like, PG and Joel, they occupy a lot of the same space, and that was an issue that they had with Kawhi and PG in LA as well. So, like, they have to figure out how that all works. I think the thing we'll see with them that we saw when they had James as well, Tyrese Maxey just plays on a different speed than Joel wants to play, than PG wants to play, than James wanted to play while he was there. So there's going to be a little bit of decision-making that has to happen about, like, how exactly are we going to play with this team? Right. And I think Maxey showed his point guard chops last year. Now he finally got the full range to do that. I'm big on that team. Like, I'm big on that team. Even if you're not a huge Paul George fan, and I'm not, I'm big on that team because he provides a lot of what they needed and what they lacked. And if they stay healthy and if Joel stays healthy and he says he lost all his weight, he did not look great in the Olympics, so I kind of don't care if he lost all that weight. If he stays healthy, you know, they're going to be one of the toughest outs in the playoffs. And I'd favor them, a fully healthy team, over everybody but Boston. Mm. I need to see them run up and down the court and defend Boston. Mm. And that's what scares me for them.
I hear you. I am a PG fan. So I'm a believer in PG. So I like PG. I
believe he was your MVP a couple
of years ago. I called
him the Gen Z GOAT.
Oh, they love him. They love PG. I want to be like PG. In theory, it makes sense, too. 6'9", can shoot, or whatever the case may be.
Defend.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, look, this is a great time of year. Talk basketball. We got games on or whatever. We don't have to talk about wide receivers. We don't have to talk about trade demands.
Why'd you do that to him with 1 minute left?
Because we ain't got time to talk about it.
There you go.
They are 2-2. They did win last week, everybody.
I interviewed Max Crosby this week, right? So I want to make sure we throw that in there and we talk about the Las Vegas Raiders. But yeah, man, 2-2. We 2-2.
2-2, and they got Denver. And they could be 3-2.
And their coach can't go to college for the next decade.
You know,
so
he can't go to college.
He can't go to college for the next decade.
Hey, man, somebody said, man, it sounded like, you know, just dudes talking. So I appreciate this segment. And man, the way I have to not cuss when I get on here, I'm so comfortable talking to y'all. And especially when you bring up the Las Vegas Raiders. So I'll keep it cool, man, and say I have cautious optimism. And I'm ready for the draft picks that we're going to get for Devontae Adams.
There you go.
Go ahead. Anything, man. Enjoy New York. They ain't coming to see you.
He coming to the Complex Studios. That's what he's doing. He gonna be
man, how much help they need out there on that team, man. Go ahead, man. Tell him.
Eddie, we appreciate you, dog. Thank you, brother.
My man. Appreciate you,
dog. See y'all soon. Yes,
Eddie sir. Gonzalez, Complex Sports, man. That's phenomenal. That's great stuff. We'll come back. James Hamm will join us. Plus Cash Caraway.
Cash Caraway. We gonna get paid, baby.
Steelin' with KC here. Make sure you head over to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Click on the link to Maptrition if you want to cop those protein shakes that we talk about, the strength enhancers, the fat burners, the cravings crushers, whatever it may be. They got sleep enhancers and green powder as well that'll help keep your immune system strong. Everybody is getting sick lately. You can even take advantage of the free nutritionist consultation that they have available just because you rock with D'Lo and KC. It's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. We'll be back with more here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Yo, y'all boy is hilarious. Y'all boy Kenny is funny.
Kenny's on Candy Time.
It's literally his segment. He has
I forgot. No, it's Cash Carraway.
It's literally his.
And he always does the walk, too, behind my window. He's looking at the phone.
Every time. Every time. So I guess we'll just wait. We're just waiting. That's good. We got to get connected.
Man's got business to attend to.
No, I get it. I get it. He's a busy man. Look at him. He's got suede loafers on. He's got the velvet loafers on, man. Come on. What are we doing?
Getting door dashes. That's what we're doing. All right.
Sometimes. Wait a minute.
Great cash, homie.
You got a DoorDash too?
No, I end up being at the door when a DoorDash came.
That happens. Yeah.
Accepted it.
Got to help our people out.
That's it. That's all. Yeah. It is. But
it's all good.
No. This is great.
Oh, you weren't ready for this. That's fine.
No, I'm ready to go. I got to commit it to memory.
Oh. It's on the rundown.
Yeah, I got to commit it to memory. No, I'm good. I'm good. Because we getting paid. We getting paid this week. Last week, I went 1-2. That was tough to see.
What is your record?
My record is 7-8.
Right now. Okay.
7-8. I went below 500 for the first time all year after that tough 1-2 week last week. But we back. And I'm going to tell you, we getting started right away.
Okay.
We're going with the game tonight in Las Vegas. UNLV 4-0. They had that big debacle with the quarterback. You know, he wanted to transfer and all this other stuff. NIL. It looks like you weren't even the best guy. It looks like they might have gotten better. They beat the hell out of Fresno State last week in Las Vegas. This week, this Friday, tonight, they've got Syracuse coming across the country. Syracuse lost me money a couple weeks ago, but that's neither here nor there. But allegedly, by the way. But Syracuse is coming across the country. They're going into Allegiant Stadium. They taking an L. UNLV's favored by 5.5. Give me UNLV. I need all of that. Give me that. You know what I mean? We taking that 5.5 from UNLV. Then Saturday morning, we got Pitt 4-0. Great start to the season. Going to Chapel Hill to take on North Carolina. And I can't get out of my mind that the last time I remember seeing anything from North Carolina, I think they may be coming off a bye. They let James Madison come in and drop 70 on their head at Chapel Hill. So Pitt at 4-0 coming to town. I know Ramsey in the chat. I know the running back isn't there, but I think they've got enough to take care of UNC. They're a 3-point favorite. Go ahead and give me Pitt, man. I'm taking that, man. Give me Pitt. Then last but not least, we go on to the hills of Berkeley. The game day is going to be in the building. Marshawn Lynch is going to be in the building. They're going to be in the pit, is what they're calling it, at 3:30 a.m. in Berkeley. It is going to be a day to remember. Game day has never come to Berkeley. So this is going to be an all-time day in the Bay
Area. Will Jason Jones be there?
He might. He might. They need to pull him up there as the guest picker. You know what I mean? But
I imagine that's Marshawn, no?
It is, but they can bring somebody else in there. I think they have multiple. Last week, I think Saban's wife was a picker because she got mad at him because he didn't pick Colorado. She's like, you're not going to take Deion, our boy? I'm taking Colorado. And they end up winning. But they
I'm just here.
You got something to say, sir?
Nope, I have nothing to say.
It's Friday. You might as well say it today.
Nope, I'm just here. I'm a broadcast journalist.
But the U is coming to the Bay Area for the first time in conference play as Miami takes on Cal. I like what Cal's got going on. They're a 10-point underdog. Give me them points, man. Give me those points, man. I think Cal's going to make it a game. They might mess around and win. The game last Friday was fantastic between Virginia Tech and Miami. And, you know, Miami, they're traveling cross country. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a raucous environment at Memorial Stadium. I think at the very least.
Is it raucous or ruckus? Ruckus. Is it interchangeable?
Is it like curse and cuss?
It's a ruckus crowd. It's ruckus. It's a ruckus crowd.
Raucous. All right.
Kyle Madsen says raucous, but.
Raucous. Ruckus. All right. It's whatever.
The crowd is going to be into this game.
Thank you.
And I think Cal is at the very least going to cover. So
they're 2-2 against the spread, by the way.
There you go. I'll take that. You know, they know how to make their fans some money.
Miami's 3-2, so deal with whatever that you
the
want.
The immovable object against the irresistible force. Is that
yeah.
What it, yeah mm-hmm. There we go. Give me Cal plus 10. Give me Pitt minus 3. And give me UNLV minus 5.5. And we getting paid this week.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's hit this again just for fun. Hey. Oh, it didn't work. It actually just stopped. I tried. What do you want me to do?
So Michigan's got Washington this week, but they're underdogs. Am I getting my wedding paid for this week, or what are we doing?
Once again, were you not listening?
$30, $30.
Were you not listening? I gave you the games that I was confident in, that I've done some research in. I don't know why you brought that game up.
I'm trying to get a wedding paid for. I can't make it with these little games. I need to go big or go home.
You should have.
I told you. I'm banned from Reno and Vegas and all the other apps. I can only bet with this one game.
You need to get on Instagram because 2 weeks ago I told you Michigan was going to beat UNC.
You're lying.
You lied. You told me not to.
I put on the show. I told you. I put it on the Instagram stories. It was right there. I said, yo, Michigan, I would take the points. You need to get on IG because sometimes I give you some nuggets there.
You never did that. You never did that. You're lying to everybody.
I'm not. It was
just
right
like
there.
You people might as well be going. I like Kendrick Lamar. You'd be lying just
why
like
do you
that.
Always, you know I got love for Kendrick.
Yeah, we're Collins in the chat saying you didn't pick KC. Stop lying. Like what do we got? What are we doing here?
Does Collins follow me on Instagram?
He might.
If he follows me on Instagram, then he would have seen it. Maybe you didn't
go,
check my story.
Go highlight it. It's in your
it's already gone.
Story. It's not gone.
No, it's already gone. I already deleted it.
So I'd like to know
you deleted it. Manually deleted it yourself.
Yeah, man. We didn't only that storage.
Michigan, by the way, is 1-4 against the spread.
The one that they got, I told you they would get.
What about this one, Casey?
I don't think you did.
Yes, you facts. He did not. He did not.
You're a coward.
I haven't looked enough into this game. You know, I don't feel comfortable giving advice on this particular
game. Liar or a coward? Which one?
Neither. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm fair to the people. I haven't seen enough. I don't want to give them advice because this game is just a tricky game. You don't just throw out picks all willy-nilly.
We're going to need one this year, by the way, because if not, that $30 just gas to get me to the courthouse.
Yeah. Well, when or Jesse.
When do they play? They already played the directional schools, and they didn't even cover then. Apparently,
obviously not. 1-4.
That's because they don't pass the ball. They refuse. How about that? I'll tell you this. Take the under. I'll tell you that. What are they on the over-unders? They're probably 5-0 at that point. This guy, Sherrone Moore, just throw the ball once a quarter, please.
Well, that's about his average, if I'm not mistaken. Eddie said something a minute ago that I saw you kind of – tuck into your little shell over.
Never that.
The Aces could get.
Oh, well, yeah.
The Aces could get eliminated tonight. The Aces could get eliminated before we get back here and do the show together. Like, it's tough. I mean, they're going to have to win 2 in a row, force a game 5. But it could come to an end. The 2-year run, the chance at 3, it could all come to an end tonight.
It could. It definitely could. My girls ain't getting swept, though. My girls ain't going to.
I don't think so either.
They ain't going to go out like that. Although the Pistons did get swept by Jordan and the Bulls.
I don't. Oh, are they going to walk past the Liberty Bench?
Oh, Asia walking past.
Oh, that'd be crazy. Just walking past the Liberty Bench. Like Isaiah just tucking down, walking by. Breonna Stewart standing like Michael was. Yeah. That would actually be hilarious if they do that. Absolutely hilarious.
Oh, man. I don't think they're going to get swept, though, man. I really don't.
I don't think so either.
But, I mean, I can't deny Liberty are the better team. And, like, Liberty could go to work on them tonight.
Yeah.
They could because they got it like that. But I'm going to pick the – this isn't cash giveaway, but I'm going to pick the Aces. And I think the Sun take a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, I don't think the Liberty are coming in unfocused, though.
No.
Like, they know. They don't want to give them an opportunity to take this back to New York on Sunday.
The Liberty are looking to end it tonight.
Yeah.
Like, they're not even like, oh, you know, we got a game to play with. They're looking to put this away.
I kind of feel like this game is going one of two ways. It's either a really, really close game or the Liberty might beat them by 20.
Mm-hmm.